It is time to say good morning to Kinza from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about, well, you know, it is February and it's the month of love and all that. So things affect the heart and you need a healthy heart. And Kinza is going to tell us about the Heart and Stroke Foundation's annual Valentine Month campaign. And with that, Kinza, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Reggie, and your listeners.
And thanks for joining us, Kinza. And starting off, the Heart and Stroke Foundation's annual Valentine's Month campaign running through the month of February. Can you tell us and tell our listeners about the campaign?
Yes, so we basically use the month of February to just increase awareness of the importance of heart and brain health. And moreover, we use the month for our fundraising drive, you know, to help us sustain the foundation in order to carry out our work streams for health promotion, disease prevention, and all the education and community-based outreach work we do. So the foundation wants the population at large basically this month just to understand that the heart and brain are very interconnected organs. So consequently, what we're saying is that love is not only associated with the heart, but also the brain.
Okay. So you've got to be clever to to be in love. Yes. And have a brain that's got all the energy and everything it needs. But what is the theme for this year's Valentine campaign?
So in the last few years, there's been a lot of scientific evidence which illustrates the relationship between a good gut health and good brain health. So we wanted to just dwell on this a bit and convey the health message related to good nutrition and all good outcomes for cardiovascular disease. So therefore, the theme that we chose for this year is trust your gut for good heart and brain health. Okay. This Valentine's month. Yeah.
Right. And I suppose with the healthy guts, and you get that gut feeling that, you know where your heart is going to go and where your Valentine arrows are going. But can you briefly explain the connection between the gut and the health and brain health?
Yes, so basically in our gut, there are some microorganisms that are in constant interaction with us, you know, as they see us as the human host. It's important that we understand that some organisms in the gut are actually good for the functioning of the gut, and that this interaction is vulnerable to influences from the environment.
Right.
So there is very significant connection to both the nervous system pathways, our hormone pathways, and even just connections within the brain itself that exist between cognitive as well as emotional functions.
Mm-hmm.
So what they found is that the neural structures present at and linking both the brain and gut are actually quite similar. And so this brain-gut axis is actually seen best as a team. And both systems are physiological coordinated to ensure healthy overall status of the individual. So it's because of these connections that you'll find stressful life events can actually influence gut-brain signaling and cause alterations in things like meal intolerance and even just task performance. So specialists have actually went as far as to say that our two brains talk to each other. So, you know, the brain and our gut.
Okay.
And so they actually say that the therapy of one area may actually influence the other as well. So it really is just a very unique connection, which, you know, as I said, over the years, more and more evidence about the connection between the two is coming up.
And as you say, you know, good gut health, and then, you know, you hear that saying, I've got a gut feeling about something. So obviously there's a lot more connection than maybe we give credit for. Now, talking about keeping our guts healthy, can you give us some advice about that? You know, how do we make sure that we've got a healthy gut?
Yes, so basically the good nourishment of the gut can be achieved by including a good balance of what we call probiotics and prebiotics. So probiotics are basically living microorganisms which we find in foods such as yogurt. And they actually contribute to our gut microbiota, and having a healthy microbiota may actually assist in fostering a healthy immune system because it reduces damaging inflammation in the body. So consuming probiotics regularly may actually assist in preventing what we say, our intestinal environment from being overrun by other unhealthy bacteria, which have been found to be associated with a range of conditions like mood disorders, obesity, and even diabetes. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing, the probiotics. The second very beneficial food that our gut bacteria thrives on is fiber, and this makes the basis for prebiotics. So fiber we find in foods such as whole grains, beans, vegetables, fruits, and what they're responsible for is they actually play a role in adjusting the pH of our colon, which actually makes the environment less livable for other damaging types of microorganisms. So we need that good balance of probiotics and prebiotics. So basically try to get in your yogurt, try to get in your fiber, you know, on a daily basis. But coupled with that, of course, as we always say, it is important for our gut also to stay away or limit foods which, you know, are not good for us, which we always talk about, the bad fats, the foods with added sugars.
So if you've got a bad feeling in your gut, you probably do have a bad feeling in your gut, so have some yogurt.
Yes, that's a good one.
But seriously, you know, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has many programs that encourage health-enabling environments for the public and also in the workplace. Can you elaborate on some of these programs and also possibly how people can get in touch? Well, we'll deal with contacts in a moment.
Yes, we do. We have quite a few programs. So one of the programs we have, which we run on a monthly basis, free of charge, is our Mended Hearts and Stroke Group meetings. And it's basically a meeting for people who have suffered a heart attack or stroke, as well as their family and friends. So the idea is just to come together, maybe speak a little bit about the new research that's come out and just to check in on everyone and, you know, everyone can share how they've been doing in the last month. Then our second program is our School Health Promotion Initiative. This is where we raise awareness among the youth on the importance of living a healthy lifestyle, as well as encourage the staff to know their health status by going undergoing a health risk assessment. And coupled with that, we have something called the Fast Heroes for Stroke Prevention, and it's basically a program that's developed for young children between the ages of 5 and 9, where we educate them about the symptoms of a stroke so that, you know, if they happen to be with their caregivers or their grandparents, they can actually identify if they're having a stroke. And then, of course, when we do go out into communities, one of the things we do is our health risk assessments, you know, in a public space where we actually give members of the public an opportunity to check their numbers out. And then our HeartMark endorsement program, of course, is also quite a famous program where we have that heart with a knife and a fork on certain foods to sort of guide the consumer on which foods are better for their health. So yeah, it's quite a bit of stuff. And another very important program which we also trying to dwell on this month is specifically is our workplace wellness program, because obviously we want to keep our employees healthy for the best possible productivity out of them. So yeah, it's just, you know, busy all the time at the foundation, but really this is the basis of the message that we want to send out about good heart and brain health
and promoting that health. And of course, to promote all of what you've just mentioned costs money. How can the public contribute to this worthy cause? Obviously there are corporate sponsors, and I think in a couple of episodes previously you alluded to, you know, more or less how that works. But Joe Public, how can we as members of the public contribute to what you're doing?
Yes, definitely. So obviously as a non-profit health organization, we do rely on donor funding to meet our sustainability needs. So you can obviously make a difference and show your healthy heart love to those around you by visiting our website and clicking on the link that says donate to make a contribution. You can use we have our My School, My Village, My Planet scheme as well. Our banking details are all available on the website. And the public can also contribute by actually taking part or buying into our various programs. So if anyone's interested in any of the programs, you know, I can get in contact with us at our head office number, and we can take it from there.
Okay, so it's as simple as that. And what are the contact details?
So the head office number is 021-422-1586. And of course, all our information goes onto our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za, and you'll find us on our social media handles as well, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Right. So you are everywhere. It's as simple as that.
Definitely.
Great. Kinza, thanks very, very much for the chat this morning, and have a great Valentine's month, and looking forward to chatting to you next week with another topic around heart health and in the theme of the month of love.
Thank you, Ed, and I wish the same for you and your listeners.
Thanks, Kinza. Cheerio then. That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Of course, don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on today and on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's pages as well. So if you missed any of it, or you want to have another listen, do get onto those platforms.